Welcome to Whack Brackets, the podcast that's about as well-respected as Boris Johnson's hairstylist. I'm your host, Mike. And on this episode, if you aren't aware, I have on two podcasters that I absolutely adore. They are from the United Kingdom, and they were on one of my first episodes as guests. And I've been trying to get them back on again, but we've not connected very well recently. But they are back, and they're recording great episodes of Phil and Nadia's Unreal Prognosis, available weekly where all good podcasts and several bad podcasts are sold. But I do have on Phil and Nadia from the Unreal Prognosis this week to help me bracket off annoying guests. Not that you guys are annoying guests. You guys are great guests. But you're going to help me bracket off annoying guests. How are you guys doing today?
Yeah, good.
Nice to be here.
Nice to be back.
Oh, I love it. I really enjoy your podcast because Whack Brackets is supposed to be random, but what you guys do over there really puts me to shame as far as randomness, you and your lovable little scamp of a robot, Rambot. So why don't you guys do me a favor and do my listeners a favor and tell them exactly what you do over at the Unreal Prognosis podcast?
Each week we have two scenarios and we have a list of variables which end up chosen by our lovable pal Rambot. So the scenarios can sort of be something as simple as you are stuck on a desert island, you have so many items to help you, which will help, and then Rambot chooses. Phil, can you do another example?
So recently, for one example, we got stuck in the Amazon, and the four options that Rambot had to pick were like a box of Donald Trump wigs, we'll create a stationery. It was like, like 20 pounds of frozen shrimp, stuff like that. And we ended up with a stationery, which we found actually was really super useful. This is a thing we learn a lot on Unreal Prognosis, that things are often more useful than they seem. And things that seem good, maybe not always. And that's exactly what our podcast is like, just a great big ramble into insanity.
Very much so.
Yeah, do listen to their podcast because they're a lot of fun. Again, they're one of the first people I invited on because I really enjoyed their podcast. I was thinking of doing something similar, and I'm glad I didn't because they do it a lot better than I would have. So with that said, I will explain what I do at Whack Brackets. Again, probably not as interesting to the layman as what they do in Unreal Prognosis, but I will give it a shot and try to entertain you as well. Whack Brackets is asking the burning questions you never knew you wanted answered until we ask them. We bring on fellow podcasters and friends of the show, or in this case, both Phil and Nadia, and we bracket off similar contestants using ever-changing questions. So if you guys are ready, we will bracket off these annoying guests. And before I say anything, I do need to let everyone know that I was a guest on a recent episode of theirs, probably around Christmas time. So check out some Christmas episodes and check out a lot of their other episodes while you're there. But if you can't get enough of Mikey Whack Brackets, that's the place to get a little bit extra. Get you a little something-something. So anyway, with all that said, are you guys ready to go?
Yes.
Alrighty, again, annoying people. We have the first question. Who would be worse to be on a week-long vacation with? Would it be a know-it-all or would it be a conspiracy theorist?
Ooh.
I've got to say the know-it-all would be worse because I'm imagining, like, if you're going, for some reason I'm thinking road trip. I don't know why I like the road trip's a week-long vacation, but I'm thinking road trip. So I'm imagining, like, if you go with a conspiracy theorist, they're going to take it like Roswell, Area 51, all these cool places, and it'll be like going on a big ghost tour. They're going to give you loads of kind of interesting, not like facts, but interesting stories. You know, it'll be a bit spooky, it'll be a bit kooky, but at the end of the day, you take it with a pinch of salt, it's going to be like a little bit fun. The know-it-all, however, will take it like boring places that are just... And then they'll just be like telling you things about, I mean, yeah, it'll be facts, but they might not necessarily be interesting facts. Like they'll be like, oh, did you know like so-and-so like once had like scarlet fever in this place and then recovered a week later? And it's like, nobody cares. Like that's not even in the history books. That's how unimportant it is. And they'd just be constantly like mouthing off with all of that boring stuff and you'd never get a rest.
You know what? I'm going to make Nadia decide because I'm going to put the pressure on Nadia because I'm going to disagree with you, Phil, and I will tell you why. Because a know-it-all, as annoying as he is, he's going to say things like, well, you shouldn't feed your dog that food because it'll give him stomach cramps and he'll poop all over your rug. Or, oh, did you know you accidentally ingest 5 pounds of insects every year? Or if you'd have invested in Bitcoin at $1, you wouldn't be driving a 1998 Toyota Corolla now. So it's annoying, sure. That is annoying. But what's more annoying to me, and I don't know your political situation in the United Kingdom, but here we have something called QAnon, and these people are loco. Loco. And if I was on a trip with one of those people, everything's a conspiracy theory to them. It's like, did you know your political party is actually trafficking in Oxy? It's like, no, because that's not true. That's about the dumbest thing I've ever heard. So yeah, it depends on the conspiracy theories. Admittedly, Phil, if it's the fun conspiracy theory, if it's the alien conspiracy theory, that's kind of campy. I get into that. If it's somebody who's just spewing stuff they read on Facebook all day, I want nothing to do with that. And that seems to be where most of those conspiracy theorists are. They're either on Facebook or they're on Twitter, and you get them on Facebook and Twitter and you get the perfect storm of a person you don't want to be within 10 feet of, much less on a week-long vacation with. So Nadia, we have a split. We have Phil choosing the know-it-all. You have me being the know-it-all choosing a conspiracy theorist. Who do you have?
Okay, well, thinking generally, both of these people are unlikable, right? That's the whole thing. So you don't want to spend any time with them or any extra time that, you know, on your holiday. You're just going to try and find a way to sort of shake them off a bit. And then you can just enjoy your own time. So for that reason, and that reason alone, not by Phil's reason, I'm going to have to agree with Phil and say the conspiracy theorist. Because you can, I'm going to just put this out there. Conspiracy theorists are stupid. They're not the brightest spark. Whereas know-it-alls, they can be, you know, a bit more, perhaps a bit more tricky to run away from. Whereas you could just say to a, you know, say if you're at a beach resort or something, you could just quite easily say to a conspiracy theorist that if you ever walk outside in sunlight, that means that the FBI can track your skin code and then they know where you are and you can just make up anything. And then they would spend their whole week in the hotel room and you'd be free of them. So that's why I'm going for Phil's option there.
That's genius. I mean, I wouldn't have thought of that in a million years, but you know what? That's a really beautiful way to turn that to your favor.
Yeah, I'm actually not happy. I would still go with conspiracy theorists, but you made a valid argument. So at that point, I submit to the genius that is the Unreal Prognosis duo. So we have a know-it-all going on to the next round. You two know-it-alls come on my show and tell me how to run it. Well, that's fine. You can do that. It's fine.
I won't. You're never going to hop up back again.
But with that said, the know-it-all is going to face off against another annoying guest in the final round. But who is that guest? It is going to be one of two people. It is going to be a spoiled brat child, or it is going to be a mega rich, sit on your ass, do nothing housewife. With the question being, which one of these two do you think would be a more demanding dinner guest? Nadia, we'll let you start this one out.
Oh, this is interesting. Stay-at-home housewife, they would know how to cook, you'd imagine. So they'd be very judgy on your food. But then again, sometimes children are just the worst. I mean, we've all heard of those kids that, like, they'll only eat things that are beige or are French fries or something.
Now, remember, the stay-at-home housewife is a mega rich stay-at-home housewife. She may not have to cook.
Oh, no. Okay. I'm going to say her then. She'd be the worst. At least a kid, you could just say, oh, here's some chips or French fries. Eat those. Whereas the housewife, anything you gave her, she wouldn't have.
But these fries don't taste as good as McDonald's French fries.
Oh, no, that kid's quite scary. I just...
You want to pet my long Furby?
Do you know, out of context, that sounds, like, really shady.
Now, if anybody ever walks up to you outside with a trench coat on and says, would you like to see my long Furby? Avoid that person. Sorry for interrupting, Nadia. Let's let you answer the question. That's on me. I'm a bad host. So finish the question, please.
Much needed comedic break, I think.
At the end of the day, it's a child. I think it would be, you know, you could probably trick them and, you know, oh, I don't know. Yeah.
One of your solutions, Nadia, are just amounting to deceiving people, which
yeah, I respect. Well, these are horrible people. Like, you know, you want to deal with them, and the only way you can deal with them is playing them at their own game. Or maybe I'm just a horrible person.
Definitely, yeah. I can back that up.
All right, so we go with the mega rich housewife then?
Yes.
Okay. What do you think, Phil?
I am going to disagree with Nadia because the mega rich housewife has one talent, well, not talent, but one thing you can do with a mega rich housewife that you can't do with a child, and that is get steaming drunk. At the end of the day, it's a dinner party. You just have to, like, you can't get the kid drunk no matter what you do. I mean, I suppose you could, but you'd probably get, like, arrested or whatever. So, like, you don't, there's no way to soften the blow of that child. But the housewife, like, you can just, like, ply her with booze until she's, like, flat on her ass. Like, and I imagine that'd be really fun, even if she's kind of, like, bitchy and nasty. Like, she could, like, as Nadia says, I mean, like, maybe try a bit of social manipulation. Like, maybe start talking about her neighbours. You could be like, ooh, so what do you think about, like, that woman next door, and like she's cheating on her husband, and then she'd just like go off in a big like gossip tirade, and you could just sit there happily drinking. But as you say, mate, that child, if it's a bratty child and you're trying to serve it something that you've been slaving over all day, and then he like turns it, ooh, I wouldn't be putting up with that. I'd be like, go to your room without any booze. for the pure and simple reason that you can get that woman drunk, the child's the most annoying, then I guess.
All right. I'm not sure which one I'm going with here, honestly. Thing is about a spoiled brat child, generally it's the parents' fault. So I almost feel sorrier for the child that he's an asshole, because ultimately his parent is the asshole. So at that point, you're like, okay, I wish you were a nicer kid. You're not. I can't beat you. At least not, much like Phil was saying, you can't give them alcohol. You probably shouldn't beat them either. But at the same time, you could beat their parent. But again, I feel kind of bad for the kid. So I almost feel sorry more than annoyed by that. Whereas like the mega rich housewife, that would bother me a lot, because they come over, like you said, you've been slaving away at your food. And they're like, well, this chicken wasn't raised on my farm in New Guinea by slave laborers I had. It doesn't taste as good. It's not a free range chicken. And it's like, you know what, lady? Eat the goddamn chicken. It came from Kroger, like most chicken does, or whatever grocery store you guys have there. Kroger's one of our grocery stores, so it probably fell on flat ears there. Long story short, just eat the chicken. I made it. Okay. Whereas she's all worried about, she wants to spend $100 on her meal because she thinks it tastes better. In reality, it tastes like a shoe just as well. So I think that I can't stand people that are pompous. The kid's spoiled. He's an asshole. The housewife is probably the mega rich housewife, I should say, not all housewives. The mega rich housewife, she's going to be pompous. She's probably married to a stockbroker anyway. And she's just a jerk. She's just an asshole. I think that she would be the one that would bother me the most. So I'm going to go with the mega rich housewife.
Yay.
What I like most about your answer there, Mike, is that the reason, like, you can't beat a child. So imagine that some point in the evening, this woman gets so bitchy that in, like, Gone with the Wind fashion, she just gets a slap. Eat your chicken. You impudent woman.
It is possible that the spoiled child is actually the child of the mega rich housewife.
I was actually thinking that. I was like, I had never questioned that, because in my mind, they were just coming from the same place, but you had to pick one of them.
So technically, yeah, it's her fault. So there we go.
Yeah, she got it coming.
Yeah, Jeeves didn't raise her child right, her butler, so she's a spoiled little asshole. So that being said, I think we have a final for this whack bracket. I think we are going to take the know-it-all, and we're going to pit the know-it-all against the mega rich housewife with one final question to solve them all. Which one of these two would be more satisfying to see punched in the face?
Ooh.
Well, this is coming right off the back of her getting slapped for not eating a chicken.
She's taking a lot of abuse in this wide bracket.
Nadia, have you got an opinion?
I'm going to go for the know-it-all. Mm. Purely because they know everything. There's no way you're going to be able to sort of take them down a peg or two using your mind, because they know everything. The only way you can do it is by resorting to violence. And then, you know, then you could say something funny like, ha, I bet you didn't know that was coming. Or, whereas, you know, the rich housewife, you could find something to get along with, I suppose. And I don't know.
I think, Nadia, though, if you end up, like, resorting to violence with the know-it-all, in their eyes, they've won. They've gotten under your skin and frustrated you so much, and they've proved your intellectual superiority so much that all you can do is resort with violence. And that they'd, like, point that out as well. They'd be like, oh, you only hit this because you couldn't win an argument.
Yeah, but they already knew that before you resorted to hitting them. You weren't going to beat them in any sort of intelligence thing anyway, so also, you've got nothing to lose.
Just in this question, just to point out, it's not you doing the punching, you're the observer.
Yeah.
So,
or both.
But though, because of this, I'm actually going to go housewife, because I think, like, if she's one of these people who, like, likes to get all up in people's faces and be like, you can't hit me, I'm a woman, like, oh, I'm a girl, you can't hit me, and she's giving it all that and getting up in people's faces. If you were, like, watching and she was doing that to, like, another woman and they wanted to turn around and, like, punch her in the face, that would be like, well, that's all of your power taken away. Whereas the know-it-all, I think they'd be more empowered by the fact that they'd push you to the breaking point.
So we have a split here, a know-it-all by Nadia and the mega-rich housewife by Phil. So I am going to be tasked with splitting. I think I'm going to have to agree with Phil on this one.
Yes!
Because I can say from watching probably more videos than I should on the internet of people in confrontations, because they're usually pretty funny, is that nothing is better to see than someone get punched in the face for doing dumb shit. Especially someone, have you guys heard the term, and I'm sure you have, even though I hate this term now, have you heard the term Karen?
Karens?
Yeah. I didn't know if that had made it across the sea or not, but that's a very common term around here for someone who feels very self-privileged and feels like they should have everything, etc., their way. So a know-it-all, sure, they know things and they're going to be annoying and you may want to see them punched in the face, but if they're wrong, you can just say, the guy didn't deserve to get punched in the face. The guy made a great counter-argument against him and the know-it-all just wouldn't listen to it and he got punched in the face. Didn't deserve that for being stupid, but for being a mega-rich housewife, first off, it's always good to see somebody rich get theirs. So to me, just... As a poor American, I can tell you it feels really good to see somebody rich get punched in the face, especially if they deserve it. So,
yeah, like, where's all your money to help you now?
Yeah, your butler couldn't get in the way of that punch, could they? You couldn't hold up your spoiled brat kit fast enough to take that punch, could you? You had to take it yourself there, didn't you, Bridget? I'm just kidding. Bridget's actually my sister-in-law. I had to say that. She listens to this sometimes, so I had to throw that in there. Yeah, she's adorable. She's actually on a podcast called, and it's actually a woman's podcast called Hot Flashes and Cool Topics. And she's great. She really is. So I had to throw in Bridget. Hopefully she'll listen to it and say, Mike, why did you? But I had to say that. And, but if I didn't preface it, by, or if I didn't finish it by saying I was joking, I would feel like a real asshole. So we won't use Bridget in this. We'll use one of her sisters, Gretchen. But I'm teasing. I tease. At the end of the day, the mega rich stay-at-home housewife, I think she's going to probably be the more annoying to take and get punched in the face.
Yeah, I feel
or
like
the were, more satisfying to get punched.
If there were people watching, they would like give a round of applause. But like if it was just like you walking down the street with that like really like irritating normal person and they were just like telling you this and that, and you turn around and clocked them, all the people they would go to him. They wouldn't go to you to be like, well done. They'd go to him and be like, oh my god, you just got punched in the face. Like, oh, do you need like to call an ambulance or whatever? Like you'd be the bad guy. Right. And I guess like you'd still be watching him get punched in the face, but you would see the puncher as the bad guy. He'd still be the victim.
Yeah, that's yeah. I think Mike, you might have brought me round to your guys' side there with the, you know, everyone likes to see a millionaire gets punched, really. So yeah, that makes sense.
That's why MMA is so popular. They get paid to hit each other. Most of those guys aren't really super rich anyway. But at the end of the day, doesn't matter because we have the winner of this whack bracket. We have the mega rich housewife winning this whack bracket of annoying guests. So again, before we go, I would like to thank Phil and Nadia from the Unreal Prognosis. They have been great guests as always, and we'll try to get them on again soon. But before we exit, I would like for you guys to tell people how they can reach you on the social media platforms.
We are on Instagram, unreal_prognosis_podcast. Yes, I didn't remember that. Nadia, what's our Twitter handle?
It's Phil Nadia, or one word, lowercase. And if you just search for Unreal Prognosis on any of your podcast streaming things, we should show up there.
We should, yes. We got the monopoly on that name.
So it's been a pleasure, Mike. Thanks for having us.
It's been an absolute pleasure. It's been so nice to be back.
Yeah, it's been great. It's been a long time. I don't even know how long it's been since I've seen you guys. It's probably around summer. The start of... Yeah, it's been a while. Mm-hmm. So yeah, hopefully we'll have you guys on as guests again before 6 months or ever how long it's been. But before I go, I will tell people how to reach me on the social media platforms as well. You can go out to the Instagrams or the Tweeters, and you can go search Whack Brackets. I am at Whack Brackets on all social media platforms, including Facebook, but don't go there. It's a terrible platform. Outside of that, you can also reach me on the emails. You can send it to anything at whackbrackets.com. You can send it to longfurby@whackbrackets.com. I will get that. You can send it to punch a mega rich annoying housewife in the face at whackbrackets.com. I will receive that as well. If we got something wrong, let us know about it. If you have ideas, let us know about it, because we're always open for either Whack Brackets ideas or Unreal Prognosis ideas. And these guys love feedback as well. I don't get a lot. I hope they get more than me. Regardless, let us know. We'd love to hear from you. So with that said, I am going to exit, and I will let these two guys say goodbye on the way out. And thank you, and have a good week.
Bye. Bye.